Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Did you know that according to the Joshua Project, 95% of India's population is completely unreached with the gospel, and 37% of Indian people are illiterate, so the need for audio Bibles in India is serious. J.P. Sundara Rajan with Audio Scripture Ministry says the audio Bible in India's Bodo language is almost done, and it's a big step for the Great Commission.
The Bodo language itself is pretty amazing because, according to the census report in India, you know, this is the eighth largest tribal group in India. So close to 1 million people speak the Bodo language, and yet many people in this community cannot read and write.
There's a link in the full story at missionnews.org if you'd like to support ASM's audio Bibles. Mostly they need prayers for focus, strength and endurance for those involved in the project. And though the mistake has been made time and time again, true evangelism is about making disciples, not converts. Greg Kelly of World Mission says,
being a convert in the 1040 window, you won't survive. It's the most hostile, spiritually speaking, areas in the world. And if you just kind of have a teaspoonful of Jesus, so to speak, you won't survive because of the hostilities. We need to be committed to make disciples.
World Mission recognizes the need for training from other believers. In countries like Nepal, they've built training centers. This connection is so important because in this country, your neighbors are not Christians, and there are no schools for ministry. Please pray for encouragement and strength for the believers in this part of the world as they seek to spread the gospel. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like to get a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively, sign up to receive our free e-news delivered every morning. Stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. Again, that's at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.